It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And firstly, I'd like to thank all of the Giants fans for their tremendous support in what has been somewhat of an up and down and disappointing season. Secondly, I'd like to thank Farhan Zaidi for his 6-year tenure as president of baseball operations. I've certainly enjoyed working with Farhan, have nothing but respect for him and wish him well in the future. I also want to thank Kristen Posey for agreeing to this. Because that may be one of the biggest sacrifices with 4 young ones at home. We certainly appreciate that. I mean, we all know Buster as the player. You know, all of the tremendous memories that we had with him and him leading us to 3 World Series, the Hall of Fame MVP career. But those aren't the reasons that we're here today. I think for me and for the board, you know, what we have observed with Buster and in working with him over the last 3 years is that competitive fire he has to win. It didn't end when he took his jersey off. It's as strong today as ever. You know, I've grown to respect all of his skills and how he deals with people, his intellect, how he listens. It's a we mentality. And I think just really all of the skills you need in being a leader. Also, the pride he takes in the Giants organization and the responsibility that it comes with representing the Giants organization. So I think we believe there's no better person to lead the baseball side and set the right tone at the top for the Giants organization. But I think the most important is just his desire to build the kind of team that lives up to the expectations of our fans. So without further ado, I am thrilled and proud and privileged to turn it over to our new president of baseball operations, Buster Posey.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the kind words. You know, I'm just excited. I'm excited to have an opportunity to be in this role. I'm excited to be a part of the team again. The San Francisco Giants organization is all I've ever known. You know, and I think over the years as a player and the role I was in the last few years, I gained a pretty good sense of what it means to fans to have great players and have great teams. I think back on some of my earliest memories walking into a spring training clubhouse and walking in and seeing Willie Mays sitting at a table with Willie McCovey, Gaylord Perry, Juan Marichal, Joe Amalfitano. You know, the next week, it's Will Clark, Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds. And I always appreciated, and I don't think I'd appreciated it as much when I was a younger player, but as time went on, I appreciated just what that meant, not only to the community, but to us as players, and that there's a standard and expectation for being a San Francisco Giant. And it's a privilege to try to go out there on the field and hold ourselves accountable to that standard. You know, those guys that I mentioned, you know, you can go more towards my era with Kane and Lincecum and Bumgarner and Crawford and Belt, and you could go on and on. And in my time, what I came to realize is, yeah, sure, all of those guys were great players. They were part of great teams. But what those guys ultimately meant to the San Francisco Giants fan base and the community was memories. And all of us that are lucky enough to get to be involved in baseball in whatever capacity, I think, understand that not only is it the greatest game in the world, but we're in the memory-making business. It's ultimately entertainment. It's an opportunity for grandparents and parents to share memories with friends. It's an opportunity for strangers sitting out in the bleachers to share a great memory that happens at the ballpark and that can be talked about from that time on for the rest of their life, potentially. So, you know, with that, all of that in mind, I just can't say again how humbled I am to be in this role and, again, be a part of a team that's hopefully looking forward to making, you know, more great memories for this fan base and community.
With that, we can open it up to questions. Just a reminder, if you have a question, to please raise your hand and we will get you a microphone. Start here with Susan.
Hi, Buster. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What was the process like for you as you were trying to determine whether this was something you wanted to take on? Could you go through that?
Well, as Greg alluded to, it was convincing my wife, number one. You know what? I mean, I'm so passionate about baseball. I know I finished a few years ago, but just the opportunity, again, like I mentioned, to be a part of a team, I think the chance to be in a position to hopefully elevate people that are all a part of this, elevate staff, elevate players, and we're in a memory-making business, and sure, winning's great, and ultimately that's our goal, is to, you know, be a playoff team every year and compete for a championship. But I think just the overall big picture of being a part of something that's bigger than yourself was really appealing.
Let's go to the left, Janie.
Hi, Buster.
Hey.
Good morning. What sort of did you gain over the last couple of years doing this, doing some of this behind the scenes in terms of the business side and maybe trial and error and what worked and what didn't, and maybe a couple examples that that you'll take into this position now that you're doing it every single day?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I have a lot to learn. Just being a day and a half into this, I've already had some conversations and plan to have a lot more conversations. And one thing I'm very confident about, and because I've known these people for a long time now, is there's a tremendous amount of great people in place that are on the same page and wanting to work to get this team where we all know it should be. You know, I think it's, again, it's what I'm excited about are the relationships. It is about you know, having a common vision and working towards a goal and having a standard of what the expectation is to be a San Francisco Giant.
Susan?
Buster, what do you think the rest of your front office might look like? Are you planning on any changes there?
Yeah, we're going to hire a GM. That's going to be one of the first tasks right out the gate. You know, Pete's been made aware that he'll be moving off the GM role, and we'll kind of work through what some other responsibilities might look like for him.
You obviously don't have a lot of experience in this kind of role. What's your response to people that discuss that, you know, your relative lack of experience, and what that might mean for who you're looking for a GM?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And again, I do think a strength of mine is that I'll be all ears and listening and taking in information from people that have been doing this for a long time. And I do think it's important that we bring in a guy that's, or a girl that's been, you know, well-versed in all aspects of front office.
And you know, I would add that we have a very deep and experienced front office with people like Jeremy Shelley that, you know, could take on the job. So I think there is a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Let's go to the right, Mark.
Hey, Buster. When did you know that a more day-to-day operations type of role might be in your future? Does it go back to when you moved your family here, or has this been more of a recent development?
It's been more recent. I mean, the move back honestly had nothing to do with what my future might look like with the Giants, which I think for us makes it all the more special because it truly was a move back because we enjoy this area and we enjoy the friends that we've made in this area. And I think just over the last, you know, few weeks, months, we've been kind of talking through some different scenarios, and it's where we landed.
Let's go to the back left, Tim.
Buster, just give us a sense what your general philosophy is going to be. I mean, are you going to use analytics in a significant way? Are you going to, you have an analytics staff. Is that something you want to push forward? And what just generally are you going to look for out of your club?
Most definitely going to use analytics. I mean, I think that the analytics are here and they're here to stay, and it would be a mistake to say that you're not going to use that information. As far as general philosophy, I think it's, as many of you know me, a lot of my, basic principles are pretty simple. I want us to be known as a team that's, the ultimate prepared team, one that's fundamentals are held at a really high standard. And ultimately, this is all about the players. It's all about putting great players on the field. And I think our job as a front office, with Bob here as a coaching and the coaching staff, is to be able to identify those players and then get the most out of them.
Let's go to Andy.
For Greg. If this was an arrangement that you were looking for, with Buster having quite a bit of influence, he could have had that influence in maybe more of a less out in front capacity and hire another president that would report to him. Why was it important to have him sort of out front on this?
I think it was, there's a lot of different scenarios you could come up with, but I think Buster is just somebody that asked for the ball here and wanted the accountability of not trying to kind of work with other people, and that's really what a leader does. And I think at the end of the day, we talked a lot about complementing his skill set with hires and building around him to build for success. And I think he was very, agreeable to doing that. So it started kind of early discussions, and then we both got comfortable with the idea of bringing in an experienced GM to work and take some of the load off. But really, it was really Buster's desire to be accountable 100% for baseball, and I think that spoke a lot to me that he desired that.
Let's go to the front right, Ann.
Hey, Buster. How did you convince Kristen? But I have a follow-up, too.
I think Kristen, I've been so just blessed to have such a supportive wife. For, believe it or not, it's been 15 years. Yes, we got married young. I think she knew, she could just tell how excited I was about this opportunity in our relationship, it goes both ways. If there's something that she's excited and passionate about, I want to support her in that as well.
Do you feel the brand has been tarnished in recent years? And besides winning a championship, how do you reinvigorate the brand, the sense of who the Giants are?
I wouldn't say the brand's been tarnished. I mean, again, I think that's a lot of discussion we're going to be having over the next, weeks and months is about our identity, and again, I want to be clear, like our identity really boils down to the players on the field and the way that they play and the type of players they are and how they handle themselves, not only on the field, but in the community. So I think that's going to be a big part of discussion, is like what really is important to us as an organization and what are we going to hang our hat on at the end of the day.
Let's go to the front right, Sam.
Buster, this is for you and for Bob as well. What do you imagine the vision for what Giants baseball will look like with you kind of running the show here? Like on a day-to-day, on the field, what is your vision for what Giants baseball will look like going forward?
I mean, again, it really, hopefully what it's going to be is we all love, I know Bob loves good, crisp, clean baseball and guys that are going to be always prepared. I think what I can draw on from a player is knowing that if I went into a game and I know I had prepared to the best of my ability, no matter the outcome or result of that game, I could be satisfied with that. And that's, you know, for me, I'm hopeful that our guys are going to get there, and that's going to be something that is really important to them as well.
And for me, just probably a little bit more, what well-rounded team to where we can win, you know, in different ways. And if we're not swinging the bats well, we play good defense, we pitch, we execute. You know, we manufacture at times. So I think we just need to focus on all the different areas. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. Come on, move! You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is to make our team better and to be able to win games in different ways.
And Bob, what excites you the most about being able to work with Buster?
Well, I mean, you know, it's Buster Posey, it's the Giants. That's a big deal. So, you know, like Greg said, when, you know, somebody like Buster asks for the ball, you give it to him. And he's meant so much to this community, to this baseball team, the organization, the city, all the above. So that's what I'm excited about, is being able to work with a guy that's had that type of success here in this organization.
I can say I'm really excited to work with Bob as well. You know, getting to, as a player, see him in the opposing dugout. If I ever made eye contact with Bob when I was playing, I never felt like he liked me. And I think he might have.
I admittedly didn't. and I never made eye contact with him either, because he was always making my life really difficult.
So I'm happy we're going to get to share some more endearing glances, I guess.
Let's go to the left, Janie.
Hi, Greg. When it comes to spending money, I mean, he's also in your ownership group still, correct? So does that streamline anything when it comes to free agency or acquiring someone and just... you know, the spending and how it gets done, and knowing that you have a close communication?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly helps. And, you know, one of the questions was, should you have him continue on the board in that role? And we think absolutely. And like Larry, who runs the business side, has been a board member for a long time. It just helps the overall communication. If there's anything, you know, like any board, if you have a conflict and you want to talk about somebody's contract or something, you step out of the meeting. It's very easy, but, you know, having them there does help. But the communication on things like that are going to be more day-to-day anyway as they come up, rather than, you know, having a board meeting or things. So
let's go to the back. Alex.
Hi, Greg, this is for you. Last year you answered a question about the luxury tax, but in the time since the A's have left the Bay Area, the Giants are now the only team in this massive market. Do you expect the franchise to be a perennial luxury tax paying team going forward or near
that? Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same answer we had last year, that we're opportunistic, we're strategic, we don't set a number every year. We look at what we need to do, and we will, like we did last year, where you had a couple of good players available at the end. You went over the luxury tax, so I think it's just we will do it if we have to, and we will spend what we need to put a winning team on the field.
You're listening to Buster Posey's introductory press conference, president of baseball operations for the Giants on 95.7 The Game.
A year ago at this same stage when Bob was introduced, Farhan said that Bob had a 3-year contract, and as we found out, it was actually a 2-year guarantee. Just wondering about if there will be better transparency, and do you have terms, Buster, or as an owner, are you just in it for as long as you want to do it? Are there years involved?
Yeah,
Will Bob have any kind of extension, or will he go into next year as a lame duck?
Yeah, one, I'm not sure transparency is required for discussing contracts anyway, because I think they get in the way of running a team during the year, and a lot of questions that come up that are very disruptive. Buster does have a 3-year deal with no contingencies or anything, but my view is I've had this debate and discussion is whether any contracts with whether it's your manager or head of baseball should be public, because I think it doesn't serve the team very well to raise questions during the year. So that's something that we would consider. But you know, as far as the transparency goes, I think we were as transparent as we needed to be on that.
And Bob's contract situation with. Will there be an extension, or will he go in next season as...
That's for Buster.
Well, that's who I'm asking.
You know, look, again, this is day two for me. I've said how much I admire and respect Bob, and one thing I'm going to try to do as this continues to progress is, you know, you guys have known me in the clubhouse, the cliche of going day to day. It's going to apply to this as well. And again, I'm excited about working with Bob. There's not many managers, active managers, that have the track record that he does. And from my experience talking to numerous players while I was playing and then post-playing, To a man, everybody loves playing for Bob Melvin.
And just one more. Farhan, earlier this month, let go of 4 scouts. And will you bring those back? And you mentioned that analytics are here to stay. But what will the balance be, if at all? Because, you know, last year, this past year, and throughout Farhan's time, it was mostly new school, not much old school. And do you want a better balance? And what about those scouts?
Yeah, again, I mean, for me, it's understanding where people are, what people are doing. I will say, from a scouting perspective, I value scouts very much so. You know, I look to Brian Sabian and his scouting background, and as much as anything, whomever is working in the Giants organization as a scout, if you're a scout, if you're a trainer or a strength coach in rookie ball, my goal is for those people to be empowered and understand what they're doing on the ground is extremely significant for what we're trying to accomplish here at the big league level. So can I give you an exact answer right now? I can't.
Let's go to the back left, Brian.
Hey guys, all three. Congratulations, Buster, and we'll look forward to talking to you. This morning on KMBR, we had sound from September 2022 when you were joining the ownership and you said, I'm not here to get involved in the front office day to day. And here we are. So something changed. So what changed? What did you see that you didn't like that made you ask for the ball?
Well, again, I think it goes back to my opening statements that I've seen what great players and what great teams can mean to this community. And so to have an opportunity to be a part of a team that supports the ultimate team that's out there on the field was just really appealing. I don't think there's much more fulfilling than being able to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And again, you know, Greg mentioned Jeremy Shelley, who's been here for 30 years. There's just so many great people that I've gotten to know over the years that are still a part of this organization that I'm just thrilled to be working with.
Let's go to the left, Maria.
Hi, Buster. Congratulations. Just what were your takeaways from the 2024 season, and what do you feel like the club's biggest needs will be heading into next year?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it felt like one of those years where it was just hard to get a lot of momentum. You know, I think Bob would probably be able to speak on that better. But just from what I saw, it was seemed like one of those years where if the pitching was going, the offense wasn't, or vice versa. Look, you know, I hate to be probably want more specifics, but ultimately, as a group, our goal is to put the most talented baseball players on the field, whatever position that is, you know. So that's what we're going to be looking for going into the season is, you know, who do we have in the system? Who do we have currently on the major league roster that we see as players that are going to, or that are going to mesh together to get us back on track?
Let's go to Marty.
Mr. Congratulations. How do you assess this team that you have now, and how much work do you have ahead right now as you look at it? Because you've been here to watch the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, I think, Marty, similar to the way I just answered it, is ultimately we just have to play better baseball. You know, we've got to pitch better. We've got to do the little things better. We've got to the margins are just so small between winning and losing when you're talking about the best players in the world competing on a nightly or daily basis. So I think that's going to be a big focus, is just for us as a group to understand that all these little decisions or actions that take place over the course of the year can have a big impact on the end result.
Let's go to Andy.
Buster, sort of dovetailing off that, I mean, you're taking over from Farhan, who's very good at working the margins and very active. How do you just imagine the mechanics of your day-to-day will go? Are you going to be on the phone with Bob after a Wednesday night, finding out what lefty you can get to Houston the next day? Or, you know, how much do you plan to delegate, and how much do you plan to really just have your fingers in this day-to-day?
Yeah, Bags, I mean, I think that remains to be seen. I mentioned empowering. We're gonna bring in a GM, and I think once that comes in, some of the delegation will take shape a little bit more. I want to be as useful as I can to be with all the people that I'm working with, but also having in mind and understanding that it's somewhat of a delicate balancing act, to where I don't want to be the type of leader that is constantly feeling like I'm looking over somebody's shoulder as well. So I think a lot of that is going to be handled over these next weeks, month, as we start to have more conversations and get synced up more.
Okay, we'll take three more to the left. Alex?
Hey, Buster, you played for two very different kinds of coaching staffs. How do you envision your coaching staff, and also will there be any changes from this previous group?
Yeah, I think we're very happy. I know Bob's happy with his staff. And as far as changes goes, I think we have to look and see where people are at personally, and where some contracts are. But I know, speaking with Bob, he's very happy with the big league staff. Obviously, you've got guys on that staff with a great track record that I think that players can identify with really well. And there's a nice mix of some younger people in there as well. Sorry, what was the last part of your question?
How do you envision your ideal staff, I guess, compared to? You had Bochy's staff, and then you played under Gabe. How would you like to see that?
Again, I mean, it's all about, it's the players first. And I think that's what I learned about Boch over the years is I always felt like Boch was pretty easy on us as players. But what I learned as time went along, he beat up on his coaches pretty good. And I think, again, from my experience with Boch and Sabes and talking with Bob, is the understanding that ultimately your job is a supporting role, right? Our job in the front office is a supporting role. Our job, their job as a coaching staff is a supporting role. So, you know, I mentioned a balancing act and a fine line to Bags on another question, but I think one of the challenges is going to be with all the information we have now is going to each player, and a lot of this does fall on the coach, is how much information can you give that player before it's too much, before it's diminished returns, and understanding that this guy's not exactly like the guy sitting right next to him in the locker. I think that's in today's game, that's a big part of preparing for the game, whereas early on in my career, that really wasn't a big part of the game. So we want guys ultimately to, when I say guys, the guys on the field that are out there every single night and day, to be accountable for their own careers. And I do think we live in our this day and age in our baseball world where there is so much information that it's easy sometimes to shift blame for one reason or another. And ultimately, I do hope to have a group of guys that no matter what, they can be accountable for their own selves and careers on the field.
Susan?
Buster, obviously a big part of this job is dealing with free agents, and I know you can't talk about potential free agents until the season's over and that period begins, but you guys have a pretty prominent free agent of your own. What are your thoughts on Blake Snell and potentially bringing him back? When might you start talks?
I mean, Blake's one of the, you know, premier starting pitchers in the big leagues, has been for a while. And the run he went on the last 12 or 14 starts, I think I saw a quote from Bob. It was really like nothing you'd ever seen. So he's obviously somebody that's going to be a priority for us to take a hard look at and, you know, make a decision as a group.
Last one to Justice.
Hey, Buster, as far as looking for a GM, what are some of the ideal traits that you look for? And given that free agency is roughly a month away, what's your ideal timetable as far as hiring a GM?
Yeah, to answer the back end of that first, I mean, I think it's right away. I think we get going on this right away and get some potential candidates in and get interviews going. As far as qualities, I mean, I want a leader. I want a servant leader. I want somebody that, again, is going to empower the people that are working with them and for them. You know, ideally somebody that does have somewhat of a scouting background, I think, will be important for me as well. You know, and again, having in mind that this today's game is so much about meshing what your eyes see and your instincts are with what the data is telling you.
Okay, that will conclude today's press conference. Thank you guys so much for attending, and Buster, congratulations. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.